Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Robotics team coach Tim Serene about the team's performance at Worlds. How did the Finger Titans do at the World Championship?
Well, there are 128 teams, and they were divided into two divisions, and we ended up kind of in the middle third of our division, probably the lower middle third of our division. Their robot did most everything by the end that they wanted it to be able to do, but we had a few tough matches. We ended up with nine. Everybody competed nine times, and we ended up winning three out of the nine. But I think overall they were happy with how the robot performed, and I think really to this point how we'd advanced had been through awards, and they were kind of hopeful that they would end up getting nominated for one of the awards. But with 128 teams, you know, the top in the world, that's a pretty tall order. And we ended up they weren't nominated for the award they were hoping for. But overall, they felt like it was a really positive experience. They learned a lot from there were a lot of great teams there. So they picked up a lot of things that they'd like to be able to do in the future. And they also, one of the things that I noticed, and I know some of the parents noticed, was just how much they made connections with other kids. Over the course of the season, there were a lot of other teams, a lot of other kids that they'd become friends with, and it was just kind of cool to see them get to interact with them. One of the kids, Emma Crossett, made friends with a girl from the Netherlands, and they ended up kind of trading costumes. Part of our team, what they wore at the competitions was a lab coat that they had like painted up, and one of the girls from the Netherlands really liked their coat, and she wanted to see if she could get one, and she traded. Their team wore these gold sneakers and gold bow ties, and they traded clothes basically, and they were traded information too, and she's been keeping in contact with this other girl with Snapchat and all the other social media. So that's really cool to see. Just, you know, on top of the actual competition, just how much they got to interact with the other kids and how much of a rewarding experience it was for them.
How do you think their skills and their preparedness, how do you think it was this year compared to last year?
I think that, again, the way the robot functioned was a lot better. And also, I would say really just how they function as a team. They've progressed. I felt like this time everybody did a really good job of kind of sharing responsibilities and helping each other out. And like I said, really just how much they interacted with the other teams was really incredible. They've not only, two of the teams that were there were in the same league as us, so we competed with them all year long. We made it, all three of those teams made it out of our league and out of the state competition and out of the super region into the world. So by this point, they're really good friends with those kids. And then on top of it, there's other teams they've met along the way that they've gotten really close to. And this summer, they're hoping to do a tournament at Truck Fest, and they invited a lot of the teams. And they're really hoping that a few of those teams, even one team that's in Illinois that they became friends with, they're hoping they're going to be able to come up and take part in that. Just again, so they can, as much as anything else, so they can see them again and get to hang out with them. It's really neat that, you know, where else are they going to be able to meet kids from all over the world that have the same interests as them and that they can, you know, learn from and work together with and have common goals.
How do you think the lowerclassmen are feeling after this world's performance and moving forward?
Well, today in class, they sat down and started, after each event, will go through what they call start, stop, continue, and they'll talk about things that they think they need to begin doing or emphasize more and things that maybe didn't go as well as they hoped during the season and, you know, what kind of changes they would like to make. And first of all, overall, they didn't have that many things that they came up with that they thought that we should stop doing because they thought that what we were doing was successful. They came up with a lot of ideas of things that they wanted to try to incorporate because of things that they saw at the competition. And just, again, knowing what the level of competition is and just some of the neat ideas that other teams had that they wanted to try to incorporate. It's almost, it's pretty much a year-round thing. So the day we get back, they're already planning for next year, and they've already, they're talking about different events they want to do all summer long. And one neat thing about that is, I mean, I don't have a lot of other classes that I can think of, or a lot of other classes at the school in general, where they're already thinking about, how can I do more all summer long? You know, what can I do to continue my education? And it's a completely different thing, besides, I mean, it's part of a class, but it's really, you know, it's kind of a club, and they've said all year long, it's kind of a family. They've worked so closely and so well together that they just enjoy the time that they're spending on it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Robotics team coach Tim Serene. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.